Good afternoon, sir. How are we feeling today? My name is Dr. Yum, and I understand that you've been having a bit of pain lately. That's too bad. However, we're gonna do everything that we can to get you taken care of, all right? Why don't you tell me a little bit more about what you're going through? Uh-huh. I see. And so it's led to what you would call extreme discomfort and swelling. All right. Well, why don't we take a look? You can't. Sir, I won't be able to make a diagnosis if I can't look at what's going on down there. Oh, you mean you physically can't? So you're saying that your testicles, your balls, if you're more comfortable with that word, are so swollen that it's hard for you to even move? Oh my goodness, that is serious. You poor man. Well, I'll assist you. Can you stand? There we go, nice and easy. Okay, good. Feeling sturdy? I'm going to remove your pants now. Is that okay? Okay. I'm just going to gently pull down your underwear. Pardon me being so close as I reach down and feel a little bit. Oh no, you weren't kidding. These balls seriously are swollen. I don't know how you've even been tolerating it. Is the pain constant? Oh my goodness. I see this all the time, trying to put on a brave face and not tell anyone what you're going through. You know, that is not good. And I can tell that you must have been suffering a great deal. But you have come to the right place. Dr. Yum is going to make it all better. Do you trust me? Okay, good. Now, I'm going to get on my knees. Huh? What do you mean, why? Sir, I need to closely examine your balls to determine the cause of your pain. Since your mobility is limited and mine is not, I'll have to get down there and see what's going on. Do you consent? Okay, perfect. Let me just put on a glove. Get down on my knees. Oh my gosh. This is one of the worst cases I've ever seen. Your balls are so swollen. Does this hurt? Oh dear. Have you had issues going to the bathroom? I see. And it's important for me to ask this. When was the last time that you ejaculated? Yes, like an orgasm, however you would like to put it. More than a month. And have you noticed if you are able to become erect or not? Well, that's a good sign at least. Okay, well, the good news about your condition, while serious, is that it is definitely treatable. The reality is, your balls are not damaged, nor do you have any torsion. The simple fact of the matter is, you have too much cum. You're backed up, and it's the direct source of your pain. The problem has compounded itself where you're in too much pain in order to do anything about it now. It's not healthy for you to go a month without cumming. Does this sound about right? Okay. Well, fortunately for you, I am a specialist, and this is my area of expertise. I know exactly how to fix you, and we will be able to send you out of here feeling right as rain. Huh? Oh, you want to know how I'm going to resolve it? Well, with your consent, obviously, I'm going to jerk you off. Delicately, of course. I'm going to use my expertise to masturbate you to orgasm without causing you any pain and see if we can get you a little bit of relief, okay? Obviously, this is a fairly intimate procedure, so if at any time you feel uncomfortable or unsafe, just say the word pineapple and we will stop entirely. Okay? You doing okay? Okay. I'm taking your penis into my hand. Is that the best word to use, or too clinical maybe? How about cock? Would you like me to say cock for the remainder of the procedure? Yes, sir. I'm taking your cock into my hand. And does that feel okay? I do have small, delicate little hands. Do they feel good wrapped around your cock, sir? Good. Now let yourself get hard for me, okay? Get hard for your doctor, okay? Very good. And how are your pain levels on a scale of 1 to 10? Good, good. And if it helps, you can look in my eyes while I do it. There. Hi. I think it's better if we admit this is an undeniably sexy procedure. So I want you to tell me if there is anything that will help you come faster. Anything at all. I want whatever is best for you and your situation, okay? I'm going to increase intensity now. You seem fully erect. Is that okay? Just about? Okay, good. That is a very, very good boy. Such a good boy. We're gonna get you all taken care of. Are you a good boy? Yeah. Is Dr. Yum taking good care of you? Oh, you want me to kiss your neck? Of course. Such a good boy. Are you going to come for me? Yeah. Come for your doctor. We need to relieve those big, heavy balls, okay? Come on. Come for me. Oh, there you go. Oh, perfect. No, don't worry about me. It's okay if it gets on my clothes. It's part of the job. Just release, honey. Good, yes, let all of that come out. This is about you. Very good, very, very good. That was quite a lot. It got all over my white doctor's coat. I suppose I'll have to remove that now. Oh, look at that, it's on my hand too. See? See how thick and concentrated it is? Sorry. Oh gosh, I just licked it off my finger right in front of you. That was not very professional of me. But it was, well, sometimes I've found that tasting a patient's cum is the best way to make sure that there isn't something more seriously wrong. And it tastes perfectly fine to me. Okay, sorry. That was great. How do you feel? Better, but not 100%. Okay, that's what I expected. So I suppose we'll just have to keep at it, won't we? That's the best course of action. Well, look at yourself. You just came gobs of white, sticky, messy, yummy. I mean, you came a lot, but you're still hard, so we need to go again. I think I'm going to get on my knees for this next one. I can get a better angle and achieve your orgasm faster. There. All right. Let's begin again. If I use two hands, is that okay? Let me know if that's too intense and where your pain is at. Yeah, that's all right? Okay. And if at any point you need more lube, you just let me know. Stay in communication with me, okay? Look into my eyes like a good boy, and I'll look up into your eyes like a good girl. And I must say, despite your condition, you have a very nice cock. Truly. One of the best I've ever seen. A good boy with a good cock. Medically perfect. And remember, anything that will help you come faster, tell me. You don't mind me just getting it a bit extra wet with my tongue, do you? That's right. You tell me and I'll do it. Yeah, I'll do anything you say. Does it make you hard to hear your doctor say that? That I'll do anything you say? Don't be embarrassed. I can see when you want to ask for something. So ask it. Ask me. You want me to lift my shirt up? Why? You want to see my tits? Yeah, then say that. Say what you want. Yes, sir. There you go. Do you like my bra? It's kind of tiny considering how fat my boobs are. Do you like when I talk like that? Yeah, when I talk about my nice fat tits. Are you getting close? Ready for another? Are you gonna... Oh my gosh. No, it's okay. That's... That's completely normal. Yes, I know you shot cum all over my face and chest, and that's totally fine. Please, don't feel bad. Huh? No, I'm not meaning to taste it. It's just right there by my lips. No, I don't need to clean up. There's going to be more where that came from after all. Look, sir, I'm going to be real with you. We need to milk at least two more loads out of you if you're going to get back to 100%. Do you think you have that in you? Yeah? Good. Okay. Let's keep going then. Oh yeah? You like looking at me like this? Like what? With cum all over my face? Why? Why do you like that? Is it because I used to look all perfect and presentable and now I look like a little slut? Is that what it is? Yeah. You like that your doctor looks like a slut on her knees, covered in your cum? Do you like sluts? Are you obsessed with sluts, sir? I'm so happy you're getting better. Your little slut is very, very happy, sir. Seeing you come makes me extremely happy. And don't I look kind of cute like this? Globs of cum just dripping off my face while I smile up at you, stroking that cock. What else do you want? What else would make you cum? Maybe if I talk more dirty. Like if I said, I love cum. I fucking love cum. That's why I'm so good at what I do. You might even say I'm a little cum slut. Do you like when I talk like that? Like a little bitch. Dr. Yum has a bitchy little mouth, doesn't she? You got more cum for me, don't you? Give your bitch her cum. Please. Please give me some more of your cum. I love being your nasty little slut. Cover me in your cum. Oh, fuck. That's so good. How do I look? Am I plastered with fucking cum now? Are you gonna wipe me out with all that cum? Oh, I like it so much, sir. But I need one more loan. Really, it's for your health. You can give me one more, right? Oh, are my hands making your cock sore? Yeah. Maybe they need some lubrication. Like that. Or maybe you want my mouth. Is that what you want? Because my mouth can milk you nice and dry. My mouth will drain your balls. Is that what you want? Yeah? You want it sweet and lovely? Or extra sloppy? Oh, okay. You want to watch your cum-covered slutty doctor take your dick in her face? Of course. Just what the doctor ordered. Ah, fuck. Fuck. You like seeing me covered in your cum? My good little doctor for your cock. Oh, fuck. Oh, don't be scared. Come on, hold on to my head. Yeah, fuck. You're making such a fucking mess of me. Is that good? So sloppy. We're gonna make you feel all better. We're gonna make you feel perfect. Yeah, baby. Yeah, you getting close?
Yeah. Stick it in my fucking throat. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Please, sir. Please give me a cup. Please give me a cup. Please.
Come on. All over my face.
Yeah, all over my fucking face.
So yummy. Did you like using my face like a flashlight? And how do I look? Oh, do I look so pretty covered in four fucking loads of your cum? You know, I think that we're gonna need to schedule some follow-up appointments, don't you? Exactly. Same time tomorrow. That's my perfect patient.